What were they using as the catalyst for why we had to act then in 2009? The fake data that said that man-made catastrophic global warming or anthropogenic global warming was coming to kill and to claim all life on Earth. And if we didn't do what they said and start cutting this carbon and cutting that carbon, et cetera, then we would all be cooked within a decade. You know, there's some of the models that they had actually predicted temperature increases of 5-6, sometimes, just depending on which model you had, 10 degrees, double-digit degree increases. By now, by 2020, we'd already be the frog in the slowly boiling pot. And it was only the steadfast action of one U.S. senator. You can thank him for the rest of your life, as long as he's alive. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma single-handedly dealt the blow to Boxer and McCain. This was John McCain's big puppy, too. So, why does all this matter? How does this have anything to do with a corona bug? Well, it has everything to do with the corona bug because the corona bug is based on fake science. They are cooking the books, just like Al Gore did, just like Barbara Boxer and John McCain did, and almost got away with the cap and trade. It would have been the largest taxing scheme in the world history. You know, we were this close to the UN dream of leftist fascism that we're currently flirting with and may ultimately succumb to. This close. And I'm holding, if you're watching, not watching on YouTube and you can't see, holding my thumb and my forefinger about a half an inch apart. About that close. Cap and trade would have passed. You'd have a drastically different world today. By the by, they already would have been able to implement. Because one of the things in the cap and trade was, if any one particular American industry or any industry, because they were going to ramrod this through the UN and force all countries to sign off on it, one of the implementation things that was in that cap and trade bill was for American agencies to be able to shut down entire industries if their carbon footprint got too big. See the airlines. Do you remember? I mean, I can't believe people are falling for this. If we go back and look at the Green New Deal, the Soviet Union Strikes Back is what it ought to be called. If we went back and looked at the Green New Deal, what were some of the stuff that was in the Green New Deal? It's been implemented. Without them firing a shot or having a vote on the darn thing, it's been implemented. There was a news story yesterday. It's Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Last live radio station standing, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. There was a news story yesterday about the airline industries being 95% down. 95%. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez could never have fantasized about squashing 95% of airline travel. Just Thanos snapping it. So the corona hoax is being used to implement the Green New Deal. These people, DSA 1949, sorry, bub, these people aren't stupid. They're just evil. There's a difference between being stupid and evil. I'm going with Michael Hitchborn. These people are not stupid. They're evil. They know exactly what they're doing. That brings us to the latest hoax. Hoax. It was reported on Sunday, on Saturday evening, that the deaths from COVID-19 were 68,000 and change. Sunday morning, CDC comes out with new statistics. What's the number? 37,000. Some of us who go to the CDC site and track this stuff every day notice it, pick up on it, and go like, did CDC just adjust coronavirus? corona hoax, deaths, mortalities. And then we reported on it. This is what Kojak, Steve Skojak of 1 Peter 5, accuses me. And he was directly referring to me because he quoted from my headline on Twitter the mortality number. I put it in the story. Basically calling me a liar and a hoaxer and a huckster. So I went back and made sure that I had gotten the data correctly.
Also remember, this is the same man that said, if you wanted to go to mass, you were killing people. So let's right. just make sure that everyone knows that.
Is that Maggie Minute? Okay. So I went back and looked at the number to make sure I had it right. Go look at my Twitter feed. You can see I reposted it, highlighted it in yellow, said, actually, you're wrong, Kojak. The number is now 38,000. They've added some to it. And then look at the, if you look two columns over, you'll see suspected COVID-19. In other words, no testing. And then if you click on any of the links that explain how they got to the 67,000 from the 38,000, you get an explanation. Bill Sardi writes about this today. At LouRockwell.com. I wrote about it. You can read it in today's pile of prep at MikeChurch.com. But basically what they're doing is, if you look at the test definition, here's what they're doing. If you look like, now how, I don't know how you find out. Does he look like he had COVID-19? Yeah, he looks kind of COVID-19. All right, mark it as a COVID-19. I'm not making this up. Does it look like a COVID-19? Yeah. Okay, well, then mark it COVID-19. They're estimating. This is an estimate. It is not the result of a test. And even if you do get the result of the test, someone dying with COVID-19 is not the same as someone dying from COVID-19. And yet, here we are. There. Oh, there's a tweet in the chat room that hardly any of you are in anymore. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. Steve Kojak. Thread. I keep seeing people share the false information that the CDC has downgraded their death count for COVID to 37,308. This is a myth and has been perpetuated for some reason by conservative media. But whoever is spreading it, it's fake news. Right underneath that, I come back and say, okay, there's actually two graphs that I posted. The first one is the numbers I got from CDC. It's not me saying that that's the number. It's CDC saying that that's the number. That's their stinking chart, not mine. Then I explain, well, here's the explanation. A probable case or death is defined as one of the following. Now listen to this. This is science? One, meeting clinical criteria and epidemiological evidence with no confirmatory laboratory testing performed for COVID-19. What the hell is epidemiological? You study epidemiology after the fact. You have to have actual data to do epidemiology. Do they think we're that stupid? You can't do epidemiology unless you have actual hard data. It's got to be good data to go into it. That's how you study and get results out of epidemiology. So what is clinical criteria? What, someone had the sniffles, as Richard Barrett likes to call it? And because you had the sniffles, now you're COVID-19, you're Corona Borg, you're Corona Bug. Are you kidding me? That's how you measure this? Number two, meeting presumptive laboratory evidence and either clinical criteria or epidemiological evidence. Again, a guess. Well, I think he died of COVID-19. Oh, you think? Did you test him? No. Well, why do you think? I don't know. Yeah, he looks all COVID-19-y and stuff. Okay. Number three, meeting vital records criteria with. Now it's important that you hear the end of all these three criteria. With no, underscore, all bold letters, all caps, no confirmatory laboratory testing performed for COVID-19.